that probably didn't live in the area. They got their license plate, and when the police came, they told them they could only give them a citation because they didn't have enough bodily damage. This is what society we're living in. Vote for your Republican legislators that believe in law and order.
If folks want to help you help elect more Republicans in Carson City here locally, how can they reach out to you? How can they help you?
Well, they can reach out to me through my email, victoria@victoriaseaman.com. They can call me on my cell phone, 702-466-0407. If you want to work on somebody's campaign, I'll, you know, connect you. But we really need to help our candidates. Please, you know, we need money to help them get elected and keep them elected. But volunteering for that campaign is good. But I appreciate you asking me that, Kevin, because it's so important what happens in November.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Victoria, we're out of time. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and explaining what happened on Badlands Golf Course. And we'll continue to follow that story. Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your week and have fun tonight at the party.
Thank you. See you soon.
There you go. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. Stay with us. Coming up, a big party is coming up. We'll tell you about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, you say Senate Democrats have a plan to lower prescription drug prices for seniors. Yet critics say it's a phony Washington shell game that siphons $278 billion from seniors' Medicare to pay for liberals' unrelated spending priorities. So let's clear this up for Nevada's seniors with a simple and fair question. Can you guarantee that all revenues from the Democrats' drug pricing plan will go directly towards lowering individual seniors' drug costs and will not be used to pay for anything else outside of the Medicare program? Again, it's a fair and simple question that deserves a direct and honest answer. Before you vote on a bill that will make significant changes to the Medicare plan millions of seniors rely on, Nevadans look forward to your response. Paid for by American Commitment.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
John was such a wonderful student. I miss having him in class. John and I used to study together every week. I hope he's okay.
I love playing hoops with John. I really miss him.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a big party with Jill Douglas from the Battleborn Republican Women. This is going to be a candidate roundup. Western wear is the attire. I just love that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're still slow on Interstate 15 southbound at State Line there at Prim, Nevada, so give yourself some extra time. A little bit of congestion right now on the Beltway 215. That's eastbound at the 15 interchange. Remember, those HOV lanes are closed on Interstate 15 both directions between Warm Springs and Tropicana. They're installing sensors throughout the month of August in that neighborhood, so expect delays there. And otherwise, you don't look too bad on area freeways. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour on the 15. No delays or restrictions on the 215 and US 95. At 133.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers and the Giants wrapping up that series this afternoon in San Francisco. Los Angeles looking for the sweep coming off a 3-0 win on Wednesday night. Friday, the Dodgers will be back home hosting the newly loaded San Diego Padres. Tony Gonsolin will get the start for the Dodgers while Sean Manaea will counter for the Padres. Angels and the Oakland A's playing this afternoon in Anaheim. The Angels losing 3-1 Wednesday. They'll head to Seattle Friday for a 4-game set against the Mariners, which includes a doubleheader Saturday. The NFL preseason starts tonight for the Raiders. They're in Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame game, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. One of four preseason games for the Raiders are under new head coach Josh McDaniels. They'll open up the regular season September 11th against the Chargers. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your neighbor's kid. Now that I'm 16, I can drive anywhere. Like right through your fence and into your car. My bad, bro. And if you have the wrong insurance, the cost of fixing this mess could really hurt. So bundle your home and auto with Allstate to save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Summer Fun Sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What are we at? 96 days and counting. Is it 96 days to the general election? We just had a big win in the primaries. We had great candidates in so many of these races. We vetted them. They spent a lot of money. They raised a lot of money. And now it's on to the general election. There's a big deal coming up, and to tell us more about it is the president of the Battleborn Republican Women, great organization. They do so much good work. Jill Douglas is joining us, the president of that fine organization. Jill, how you doing?
Hi, Kevin. We're just doing great. How are you?
I am so excited because a week from tonight, you've got a major event, a candidate roundup, coming up at Red Rock Country Club, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there emceeing the festivities. Talk a little bit about what this is going to be about.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Kevin, for agreeing to be a part of that program. I know you're going to add just a lot to the discussion with our speakers. So a little bit about the program. You know, normally when we have meetings, you'll go and you'll listen to a candidate speak, but you don't really get to interact with the candidates a lot. We wanted to change that. So we are doing something never done by any of the other clubs, which is we are putting on a candidate roundup. Saddle up, get ready, wear your Western attire. We have invited every candidate who won in the primary, who is moving on to the general election, to join us. And we've changed the format of the meeting to where the entire first hour is a meet and greet. So you actually can get face-to-face, shake hands, take pictures with the candidates and get to know them a little bit better. It's a win for them to get to know the voters. It's a win for the voters to get to know those candidates and maybe be able to ask some questions that you've thought about but you've never had the opportunity to ask them face-to-face. And then the second part of the program, that's going to be you, Kevin. And you're going to be able to help not just to educate our members and guests, but the candidates themselves, because we put together a slate of individuals who each represent a unique segment of our community. So like Niger Innes, and to be able to talk about how we work in partnership and outreach with them, the Black community, and Jesus Marquez, with all of the things that he's been doing with the Latino outreach and the great results we're seeing within that community, and also the Christian caucus that he works with. We're going to have Drew Johnson, who Drew brings a unique perspective. If you know anything about Drew, he's running for that all-important county commission seat in District F, which is currently occupied by Justin Jones, whose wife worked for Harry Reid and has a lot of money funneling in. We've got to get Republicans on the county commission. And Drew comes with a huge background of from those Washington, D.C. think tanks, and really has some good good data on elections and things like that. And then we've got Joel Brzee from Law Cabin Republicans. They're going to be asking him some great questions and helping us all just to learn more and also to learn what other things we can do as we plug in with this red wave to turn Nevada red. How can we work with the various groups within our community to make sure that, you know, we elect the right people to office?
Jill, I want to ask you, a lot of people at the national level are talking about a big red wave that's coming. We've seen some of the polling in the U.S. Senate race here in Nevada, and it looks really, really good for Republicans. You're on the ground every day talking with Republicans across the state, but mainly here in Clark County. Can you talk a little bit about what you are feeling? What does your gut tell you about this election? Is there a big red wave coming?
I believe that there is, but I'll also tell you, Kevin, here's one of my favorite quotes. It's by James Faust, and it says, "We should be participants, not merely bystanders, in the process of democracy to preserve us as a nation." I've been out knocking on doors, walking communities, doing voter registration, making phone calls, and by and large, what I'm finding is a lot of people are like, "Oh yeah, I need to start thinking about that." So we have a certain segment of society that's like, "This is important. We've got to, you know, it's a great thing that we live in the United States of America where we get to go vote," and they take responsibility and they educate themselves about the candidates and they show up. But you know, we only had 40% of Republicans show up for the primary. 25% of voters across the state. So there's a lot of people that do have some voter apathy and sit back and think, well, it doesn't matter. It does matter. You know, candidates don't elect themselves, and campaigns don't win without support. And it is time, if we really want to make this happen, we are positioned to make it happen. But we've all got to step up and say, where can I plug in? What else can I do? Can I find 2 hours this week? Can I find a few hours this month where I can plug into some of these campaigns? And maybe if I don't have the time, guess what else they need, Kevin? They need money, because it takes money to win campaigns. And so, you know, I was listening to Victoria Seaman right before this, and, you know, she was right. She was talking about getting involved, and we can get you involved. I'm almost every night of the week, I am working with some campaign and strategizing to help others. So, you know, last Friday night I was at making calls for Joe Lombardo. I'm going to be doing that tonight. And tomorrow night I'm going to be at a Laxall event. Saturday morning it's a Women for Laxall event. But equally as important as those races are, and I'm really plugged into Sam Peters' campaign. I did some door knocking for him. I did a fundraiser for him this week. These are all critical races on the federal level. But we also cannot forget about the state level and the county level. We need to take back the state legislature. You know, some of these laws that they've passed that impact us in extremely negative ways are because our state right now, unfortunately, is a one-party government. And, I mean, they're just passing bad legislation that affects us in horrible ways. And it's time that we said, we're going to show up, and we're going to get out, and we're going to vote.
Elections have consequences.
Tell
me about the ticketing situation for your candidate roundup coming up a week from tonight. You need tickets. Can you get tickets at the door? What's the deal?
Yeah, unfortunately, you won't be able to get tickets at the door. You might luck up and have someone who canceled, but you need to go in on Eventbrite. Look up Battle Born Republican Women. The date of the events is August the 11th, and then you'll need to register. So it's really two events in one. One is the first part is fundraising, and so that meet and greet, you know, that's the first hour. It's $30 for that, and it's $45 for the dinner that will follow. So the total ticket cost is $75. And again, that's because it's two things. It's not just the dinner, but it's also the fundraising portion, because we are trying to get Republicans elected to office. We know that they need financial support. And, man, we want to pack the House and really make this, you know, one of the most most fun, but just special event that really impacts these candidates in a really positive way and gets people excited about the difference they can make by voting for them.
That's the one thing
we have an opportunity to do something really, really great here, but it's going to take all of us. We got to get off the bench. We got to get in the game. We got to, you know, we've got to get involved.
I love folks that like to put the fun back in fundraising, and that's what you folks at Battle Born Republican Women do. I'm looking so forward to it. And one more time, where they can go to check out the Eventbrite.
Yeah, so it's just Eventbrite. Look up Battle Born Republican Women. Again, the event is August 11th. It's at the Red Rock Country Club. Doors will open at 5:30, so I would suggest showing up about 5:15. We are Director of Campaigns, Carrie Ferguson, is working really, really hard on this. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to Carrie at 702-268-7005. You know, it's a big team effort. We've got Carrie, who's our campaign director, Katie Lund, our communication director, Melissa Peters is our director of events, Bernadette Anthony handles fundraising along with Pat Madden and Mary Nebriga, membership. So we've got the great thing about our club, Kevin, is we don't just say show up and have a meeting and eat a meal. We're active. We just turned in hours to the National Federation for our volunteer hours from January 1 to June 30. Kevin, we had over 11,400 volunteer hours within our club. That's the most in the state. It's probably might be the highest in the nation. That's how active our club is. Every single one of us, when we say we're battle born and we want to soar like an eagle, we know that means, you know, how high can I soar? What kind of impact can I make? And it's being involved.
That is amazing. Jill, thank you so much. I can't wait for next week and the candidate roundup. It's going to be so much fun. And I hope people will take advantage of it because it's a great way to interact with candidates at their level and to be able to actually size them up, which I think
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. And one thing, Kevin, I'd say, if anyone has any questions about information on these candidates and they're not sure where to reach out, they can call us. We've got some really good data, for example, on Aaron Ford and why we would not want to vote for Aaron Ford for Attorney General or Stephen Horsford, you know, for CD4. These people need to be replaced. We've got, and you said it in the beginning, we probably have one of the best slate of individuals for this general election, and they can't do it by themselves. They need us participating and helping.
Isn't that the truth? Jill, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Thank you, and you have yourself a great rest of your week.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Look forward to seeing you next week.
There you go. Jill Douglas, the president of Battle Born Republican Women. Stay with us. Still to come this hour. I can't wait. Top of the next hour, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, good guy. And we'll talk with him about what's going on in the world. It's all straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has his hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids can super serve you at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Las Vegas is home to thousands of veterans and active military personnel, and many of them need our help. Walker Furniture's Help for Heroes will provide much-needed specialized furniture to 12 local veterans. If you know of a veteran in need, send a letter and tell us their story. These men and women gave so much, they deserve our gratitude and our support.
It's your chance to help a veteran receive furniture that best serves their needs.
And Walker Furniture's chance to say thank you.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The NFL season begins this afternoon, and our own beloved Raiders are going to be a part of it. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, you say Senate Democrats have a plan to lower prescription drug prices for seniors. Yet critics say it's a phony Washington shell game that siphons $278 billion from seniors' Medicare to pay for liberals' unrelated spending priorities. So let's clear this up for Nevada's seniors with a simple and fair question. Can you guarantee that all revenues from the Democrats' drug pricing plan will go directly towards lowering individual seniors' drug costs and will not be used to pay for anything else outside of the Medicare program? Again, it's a fair and simple question that deserves a direct and honest answer. Before you vote on a bill that will make significant changes to the Medicare plan, millions